asimbonanga
asimbonanga manje
lati. Today we're meeting here to celebrate an event which is designed to empower our young people, because as has often been said, our youth are the most important national asset that we have.
On 1027 on Mandela Day, and a very special Hot Cares this morning. As we all well know, Madiba loved his children.
Yes, he did. All children. Mm. You all know about the Nelson Mandela Children's Trust and all the work he did to invest in the future generation. So this one really does strike a massive chord. We're very, very excited to have our head of Hot Cares, Carmen Rocha, in studio with us today to talk about what we're going to be getting up to this Mandela Day. Good morning, Carms.
Morning.
How's it? What can you tell us this morning?
I know the team are aware, and most of our listeners are aware, that we've been involved in Surgeons for Little Lives for a while. Our relationship started in December last year when we approached them to help us with some life-saving medical treatment for little Diego, who was 10. And just the response from the team at Surgeons for Little Lives was amazing, and we really wanted to partner with them. So we're going to take this opportunity to do something special for their pediatric ward at Barra.
Apparently there's parts of the ward that need some refurbishment.
Yes, the ward itself is so beautiful, and the staff there are absolutely amazing. But their bathrooms and ablutions really do need a bit of love and TLC.
We could just put this into perspective what this means. So obviously we're talking about a pediatric ward, and you think about the children that are in this ward. Some of them are burn victims. And think about, by the time you're at hospital needing pediatric surgery, it is quite a dire situation. So the ablutions actually are a very important part of these kids' journey to healing. So for baths, for children that have suffered burns, and so that the nurses aren't spending so much time trying to get these kids clean and giving them these therapies that they need, it is important that we look at the ablutions, isn't it, Combs?
It's very important. So for us, you know, we just think of a bath as a bath, or a toilet as a toilet. But for these little kids and for the staff, it really is part of their whole treatment and their medical care. So the bathrooms are currently, you know, they need to be maintained. The toilets need to be fixed. The windows are broken, and which makes the room very cold. So we're going to have to take a look at everything, you know, put in new baths, additional showers, which will free up, you know, the nurses' time. They've got to supervise. So they'll cut down on their time as well.
So, I mean, how bad is it? I mean, are we looking at like a lot of repainting?
We're going to strip. We're going to strip the baths.
And we're going to go back to basics.
And put some things in with a bit of colour, with a bit of fun.
The hot way.
The hot way.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, that's going to be great, isn't it?
Very, very, very. I'm very excited. I can already see the little toilet seat with the goldfish in them. You know, those exciting little toilet seats. But it's much more than that. Obviously, this is going to be life-changing for these children in this ward. So we're going to be hearing from Dr. Patel and some of his staff from Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital and from that pediatric ward and Surgeons for Little Lives a little later.
Amongst these children are going to be presidents. It is for that reason that we should give them the opportunity to advance.